Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Willard Hershberger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frenchy Bordagaray. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Moore. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Whitey Moore. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason takes first base on ball four. Hack moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. Gleason moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey strikes out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso takes first base on ball four. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hack takes first base on ball four. French moves to second. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frenchy Bordagaray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagaray hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gleason hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive towards short. Myers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Bordagaray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. Gleason moves to third. Gallen moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Bordagare settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraft hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frenchy Bordagare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagare is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordagare hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myers moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Myers moves to third. Moore moves to second. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Lonnie Frey. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Joost now playing second base. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hershberger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hack hits a line drive into left field. Bordagare settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Goodman bunts towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gleason. The throw from Hershberger and he is safe. Gleason steals second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Bordagare chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Hershberger fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Hershberger. Gleason scores. Gallen moves all the way to home. It's 4-0, Cubs. Junior Thompson now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Hershberger and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Bordagare settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franchi Bordagare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagare is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordagare takes first base on ball 4. Kraft moves to second. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myers is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Burger pinch hits for Junior Thompson. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peaches Davis now pitching. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. French hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. French moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. French moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Gleason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. French scores. Herman moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman scores. Gleason moves to third. Gallen moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, Cubs. Wes Livengood now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willard Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 4 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kraft hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frenchy Bordagaray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagaray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bordagaray hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Wilson pinch hits for Wes Livengood. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myers moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.